Okay, so today we're diving deep into something I think is going to be super fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
The way Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, right, balance those huge music careers with family life and this kind of really fascinating relationship that they have. And we're looking at it all through the lens of their shared Christian faith.
Yeah, and we're pulling all this from a really interesting Christian culture news article. It's not like just like a celebrity puff piece. It
Right.
gets into like the nitty-gritty of how their faith like really shapes their
Right.
whole approach to love and life and all the crazy demands of the music business.
I mean,
Yeah.
when you think about being in the public eye like that,
Right.
it's got to be intense.
And for so long,
So we're
too.
not just trying to like recap their story, you know?
Right.
We want to like pull out some actual insights from this for everybody listening.
For sure, for sure. Those like aha moments, you
Yeah.
know, about how a shared belief system can
Yeah.
be such a powerful thing when you're dealing with like high pressure situations.
Right.
And trying to balance all your commitments.
And they've got a lot of commitments.
A ton.
Like it's insane.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can offer a new perspective for the listeners
Yeah.
on finding that balance and clarity around their own values.
Yeah. And, you know, the article really kicks off by highlighting this idea that their shared faith is like the bedrock of their whole relationship.
And they make it clear that it's not just like they go to church together
Right.
and then that's the end of it, right?
Totally. It's like woven into everything.
Exactly. It
It's not
was,
just like a Sunday thing.
yeah, it's like the lens they see the world through,
Right.
both as individuals and as a couple,
Yep.
which, you know,
Huge.
in that industry
It's got to be.
must be grounding,
Yeah.
you know,
So
to
they have this like mutual understanding
totally.
way deeper than, you know, just liking the same music or
Yeah,
whatever.
right. It's about what really matters.
And they're both on the same page with that.
Yeah, it's like this shared foundation.
Right.
Right. And, you know, that seems so crucial when you think about the insane amount of pressure they're under
Right.
all the time.
Because the article makes it clear that, like, all those pressures, those
Yo.
challenges that they face, they come at them like a united front.
Yeah, because they have that empathy,
Right.
you know,
Hence,
from those shared beliefs.
they're already starting on the same page.
Right. And thinking about like those crazy tour
Oh
schedules
my gosh.
that pull them in different directions all the time.
And like probably time away from family and all of that.
Right. Any personal things they're going through,
Right.
they're approaching it all as a team.
And I think that shared foundation that you talked about,
Yeah.
that also comes up in how they make decisions together.
Yeah, because it gives them a framework, you
Right.
know, for working through
So
disagreements.
instead of like butting heads, it
Right.
becomes about figuring out
Right. What aligns
what
with
aligns with their values.
their shared values, exactly, which is pretty amazing.
It's like that compass, you know,
Right.
guiding them.
Have you noticed that in your own life,
Oh,
like
for sure, yeah.
in relationships or?
Yeah, definitely in like collaborations.
Yeah.
When you have that shared set of values,
Makes a big difference.
it just makes things run so much smoother.
Right. And it's probably got to lead to better communication too, right?
Absolutely.
If you're both coming at it from like the same place.
Yeah, you're speaking the same language,
Right.
right?
Like you're reading from the same
Playbook.
playbook,
That's
exactly.
exactly.
It's less about winning an argument
Yeah, so much less about that.
and more about truly understanding
Right, understanding where the other person's coming from.
and where they're coming from based on those values.
And, you know, the article also talks about how this spiritual connection they have really like inspires this deep level of compassion.
Okay.
So it's not just about feeling love, you know, it's
Right.
about acting on it.
It's about the actions.
It's a commitment, a daily choice
Yeah.
rooted in their faith.
So it's deeper than just like a fleeting feeling.
Right.
It's about like, I'm choosing to be compassionate.
Exactly.
I'm
Frank
choosing to
this.
love.
Yeah.
I'm choosing to support. And, you know, it's not just talk.
Right.
The article talks about how they're super active
Yeah.
in their faith. Like they pray together,
Yeah, they go to church.
attend church services,
Regular,
all of
yeah.
that. So it's like they're constantly reinforcing their dedication
Yeah.
to each other,
Not just to their faith, but like to each other and to their
to their
family.
family,
And
exactly.
an article even says that those practices help them with things like gratitude,
Oh, for sure, gratitude and mindfulness.
which, you know,
Yeah.
in that crazy life that they live,
So
it got
important.
to be hard to
Yeah, to stay grounded,
totally,
to stay present.
total. It's like their faith is this filter, you
Okay.
know, helping them stay focused
On what's really important.
on what matters. Yeah, amidst all the distractions,
Amidst all the noise and the
silliness
crazies.
of fame and
So it
all
always
that.
brings them back to those core values.
Right.
Family, love, respect.
Exactly. And that's a good reminder for all of us.
I think so.
You know?
No matter what our lives look like.
Wherever we are in life,
right.
What are those grounding principles for us?
Yeah.
You know?
Big questions.
Yeah.
So ultimately what they're saying is
yeah.
It's a really powerful example of how faith can transform a relationship.
Absolutely.
And build this like long-lasting, mm-hmm. meaningful partnership.
A real partnership, yeah.
And it goes beyond their personal lives.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
The article talks about how it affects their professional lives too.
Because they're not just solo artists.
Right.
They work together all the time.
Yeah, like a true duo.
A duo.
Yeah.
And they've had so much success that way.
Huge success.
The songs.
The tours.
The tours are massive.
Yeah.
It's like, anybody who's ever collaborated
right.
knows that's not easy.
Not at all.
You got two talented people.
Yeah, each with their own vision.
Your own ambitions, their own ideas.
Right. How do you merge those
right.
effectively?
It's got to be a balancing act.
Oh, huge balancing act.
And what the article says is
yeah.
it's not just about compromise.
Right.
It's about this really deep respect.
Mutual respect.
And encouragement.
Yeah, that their faith seems to like fuel.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting.
It allows them to grow individually.
Right.
But still have that shared purpose.
They can be ambitious, but not competitive.
Exactly. And the article kind of suggests that this humility, you know, coming from their faith is what lets them celebrate each other's successes.
Without feeling threatened.
Right. Without it turning into a rivalry.
And I think that takes a lot of maturity.
Oh, yeah. A ton.
But also a lot of security in, like, who you are.
Absolutely. Knowing your worth.
Right. And we can't forget about the fact that they are constantly in the public eye.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, every little thing they do.
Everything.
Is scrutinized and judged.
It's relentless.
And that kind of attention.
Yeah.
Can really put a strain on a relationship.
On any relationship.
Forget about one that's also professional.
Right. Exactly.
And it's like the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
How do they deal with that?
Right. How do they stay balanced?
With all that scrutiny.
Yeah. With the whole world watching.
And the article suggests that
yeah.
their faith is like an anchor.
It's their anchor. Yeah.
It gives them that resilience when things get tough.
And reminds them of what truly matters.
You know.
Beyond all the opinions and the noise.
Beyond the headlines.
Exactly.
And it gives them a shared perspective.
A unified perspective.
Yeah, so they can filter out all that noise.
Right, and stay grounded.
And focus on what's important to them.
Yeah, and the article also points out
mm-hmm.
that their commitment to faith really fosters this strong sense of teamwork.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting.
They're in it together.
Yeah.
Facing the ups and downs of the music industry.
Side by side.
Right through thick and thin.
And it's that support
mm-hmm.
that comes from their faith.
Yeah.
That lets them put their family first.
Right. Even with those demanding careers.
Right. They don't use their careers as an excuse.
I know.
To like not be present.
Exactly.
And it's a good example for all of us who are trying to
totally,
you know, figure out that work-life balance.
Yeah. What are those guiding lights for us?
What are those principles that we really hold on to?
Yeah.
And speaking of family,
yeah.
the article talks about how important it is to them to raise their daughters.
Right.
You know, Gracie, Maggie, and Audrey.
With all the pressures of fame.
With all the pressures of fame, right?
Yeah.
In a very deliberate way.
Very intentionally.
That's informed by their faith.
Yeah. What jumped out at you about their parenting?
Well, the fact that their faith isn't just like this personal thing.
Right.
It's like the foundation for how they're raising their kids.
It's woven into their parenting.
It's woven into their parenting.
Yeah.
And they're really focused on instilling those values.
Like what kinds of values are they emphasizing?
The big ones.
Okay.
Honesty, respect, kindness.
The fundamentals.
The fundamentals.
Yeah.
Which are all, you know,
tie back to their faith.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the article even suggests
yeah.
that their ability to maintain a loving and grounded home,
mm-hmm.
despite all the craziness.
Just everything they have going on.
Is because of their faith.
Yeah. And that mutual support it provides.
That mutual support.
Be the glue.
It's like their secret weapon.
Yeah.
And it's not just about talking about faith.
Right.
It's about living it out.
Putting it into practice.
Putting it into practice
yeah.
in their family.
So what does that look like for them?
Well, they do a lot of family activities
okay.
that involve spiritual practices.
Okay.
And they're super involved in their community.
That's great.
So they're showing their daughters
yeah.
that there's more to life.
Than the spotlight.
Than just the red carpets and the fame.
Right. Showing them the bigger picture.
That's got to be so important.
You know, hugely important, especially in that environment.
To keep them grounded.
Yeah. To give them perspective.
And I love that they encourage these open conversations.
Yeah.
About their values and faith.
It's not about forcing their beliefs.
Not at all.
Right.
It's about giving their kids a safe space.
Yeah.
to explore things.
To grapple with the tough stuff.
With peer pressure.
Yeah.
All those challenges that teenagers face.
Life's complexities.
Exactly. And they can look at it through the lens of faith.
And come to their own understanding.
Right. So it's not just them inheriting their parents' faith.
It's about owning it.
It's about owning it.
Yeah. Developing that personal connection.
And I think that's so powerful.
So powerful. Yeah.
So they're modeling this like diligence and integrity, using their faith as the foundation.
Yeah. For raising strong, resilient kids.
Yeah. With a sense of responsibility.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is.
So it's not just about faith, like in a vacuum.
Right.
It's integrated into their whole family life.
It affects everything.
It touches everything. Yeah.
And that's a good segue.
Oh, yeah.
Because the article also looks at how their faith has helped them deal with some really tough stuff.
Yeah. Some serious challenges.
Public and personal.
Public and personal, right?
And it reminds us that
Even
people who seem like they have it all still go through hard times.
We all face adversity.
Right. And the article doesn't shy away from all the scrutiny.
And media attention.
The personal struggles.
It's all right there. It's all there.
Yeah. And what's striking is that their commitment to each other.
And to the faith.
And to their faith.
Yeah.
Has been that constant thread.
Yeah. It's what's helped them weather the storms.
It's like their lifeline.
Yeah, it's that through line.
Right. And the article specifically mentions like all that scrutiny around their marriage.
All those tabloid rumors.
Early on.
Yeah.
You know, there were all those rumors about trouble in paradise.
Right.
But instead of letting that tear them apart, they focused on communication.
Open communication.
Trust.
Yes,
And that support system.
That unwavering support.
Yeah, that came from their faith.
Right. It's like they doubled down on what mattered.
Yeah. And they've also been really open about their individual struggles.
Yeah.
Like the article mentions, faith's anxiety.
Yeah. And the pressures of fame.
The pressures of fame.
Right.
And Tim's journey with alcoholism.
Yeah. Which was huge.
So they're not hiding from the hard stuff.
No. They're facing it head on.
And the article really emphasizes that.
Yeah.
During those times.
When they were struggling.
Their faith gave them perspective.
Yeah.
A way to heal and grow.
It gave them that framework.
It's like their faith gave them the strength.
Yeah, the strength to keep going.
To get through those dark times.
To find that light at the end of the tunnel.
And I think that's really inspiring.
It is.
Because it shows that even when things are really, really tough.
Yeah. When you're at your lowest.
There's still hope.
There's always hope.
And the article talks about how they're always expressing gratitude for the good things.
For the blessings.
Yeah, and they don't see obstacles as like the end.
Right, they see them as opportunities.
Opportunities to grow.
To deepen their commitment to each other.
To deepen their commitment.
Yeah, and to their faith.
And that's a really powerful way to look at things.
It is. It's like reframing adversity.
It is.
Right?
So they haven't just survived those challenges.
No, they've thrived.
They've thrived.
They've come out stronger.
Yeah.
And that really highlights the power of their faith.
Their faith is like this driving force.
It's the engine.
It's the engine.
Yeah.
That keeps them going. And we see that in their philanthropy too.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, the article really shines a light on that.
Because it's not just something they do.
Right. It's not just for show.
It's a direct extension of their faith.
It's a core part of who they are.
And of their values.
Yeah. Their commitment to giving back is so genuine.
And they do so much.
They do a ton.
Like the article talks about their Neighbor's Keeper charity.
Yeah, that's a great example.
Which is for disaster relief.
So important.
And that shows their commitment to...
to social responsibility.
Yeah, helping those in need.
Yeah, they're walking the walk.
It's not just talk.
Right.
They're putting their money where their mouth is.
And their time.
And their time, exactly.
And their energy.
It's really inspiring.
It is.
And it's not just disaster relief either.
No, they're involved in so many things.
They support education.
Yeah.
Health initiatives.
Healthcare.
Like, it's across the board.
They're making a real difference.
It's clear that they really care about making a difference.
And the article talks about how their philanthropy is really an embodiment of their faith in action.
That's a great way to put it.
You know.
Because it's not just about them.
Right.
It's about something bigger.
It's about serving others.
About contributing to the greater good.
Yeah.
And they don't just do it quietly.
No, they're very public about it.
The article mentions all the campaigns.
For education.
For education, supporting the military.
Yeah.
They're using their platform.
To raise awareness.
To encourage others to give back.
Right.
And I think that's so powerful.
So powerful.
They're not just helping directly.
No, they're inspiring others to help.
Yeah, it's like a ripple effect.
Exactly.
And the article does a great job of showing how all these pieces of their lives are connected.
They're all interwoven.
Their faith, their love for each other,
yeah,
their family, their public image, their philanthropy.
It all comes back to that core set of values.
And it really reinforces this idea that giving back is a crucial part of a fulfilled life.
Especially when seen through the lens of their faith.
Exactly.
And, you know, the article also explores this really interesting idea of finding growth through faith-based resilience.
Okay.
Which I think is so fascinating.
So it's not just about, like, bouncing back from challenges.
No, it's about using them.
Using them to grow.
Yeah, to become better versions of yourself.
And their faith is what helps them do that.
It gives them that perspective to see challenges as opportunities.
Like Tim McGraw's experiences with setbacks in his career.
Right, like when he's gotten bad reviews.
Or albums have been delayed.
Yeah, things haven't gone according to plan.
He doesn't see it as a failure.
No, he sees it as a learning experience.
A chance to grow.
A chance to get better.
And he credits his faith.
Yeah, for helping him see things that way.
It's like his faith allows him to step back and reframe the situation.
Right, to find the lesson in the struggle.
In Faith Hill's journey with health issues.
Right, she's been through a lot.
She has.
Yeah.
And the article suggests that those challenges made her really reassess her priorities. And she did it all through the lens of her faith.
It's like her faith guided her introspection.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she came out of it with a deeper understanding of herself.
Yeah.
And her goals.
It gave her more clarity.
And resilience.
Yeah.
So it's like those tough times
yeah.
actually helped her become stronger.
They forced her to grow.
And more focused.
Exactly.
And the common denominator here is they both lean into their faith.
During the tough times.
When things are hard.
Yeah.
And that gives them strength.
It's their source of strength.
And purpose.
Yeah, it helps them find that meaning.
So it's not just about getting through the hard stuff.
Right.
It's about using it to transform.
To evolve,
To become better.
Better people.
And their faith is like the catalyst.
It's the driving force.
It's the driving force.
Behind their growth.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
What are the key takeaways?
Yeah. What can we learn from all this?
From Faith and Tim's journey.
Yeah. What sticks with you?
Well, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Their shared faith is the foundation of everything.
It's the bedrock.
It sustains their love.
Their commitment.
Their commitment. Yeah.
And it sees them through the tough times.
Like their anchor.
Yeah, it keeps them grounded.
And it also fosters that open communication.
Honest communication.
And mutual support.
Yeah. They're always there for each other.
It's amazing.
It's a beautiful thing.
And they show us that it's possible to balance those huge professional ambitions.
With a fulfilling family life.
It doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right. You can have both.
And they choose to put family first.
They make it a priority.
Even with their crazy schedules.
Which is amazing.
And they do it all while being super successful.
Right. They're both at the top of their game.
They're at the top of their game.
And still present for their kids.
And still present for their kids.
It's inspiring.
It is.
And they also demonstrate the power of shared purpose.
Yeah.
You know, working together towards a common goal.
Like with their music.
Their music. Yeah. Their philanthropy.
And they're always supporting each other.
Always lifting each other up.
It's not about competition.
No. It's about collaboration.
And that shared purpose.
Yeah.
Which again comes back to their faith.
Right. It's rooted in their faith.
Gives them this resilience to deal with the challenges in the music industry.
All the ups and downs.
And to do it together.
As a team.
As a team.
Yeah.
So to sum it all up, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw's story shows us that a strong faith.
A shared faith.
Yeah.
Can be a powerful force.
It can help you build a successful career.
Strong marriage.
A loving family.
Yeah, and navigate all the complexities of life.
And do it with grace.
With purpose.
And purpose.
And resilience.
And this article gives us so many practical examples of how they apply their faith.
To their communication.
To their resilience.
To their philanthropy.
To their growth.
It's a masterclass in balancing life's demands.
It really is.
You know?
And it leaves us with this question.
Okay.
What are your core beliefs?
Yeah. What are those guiding principles?
What are those values that you hold dear?
That shape your life.
And how can you focus on them?
Yeah.
To create more stability.
More purpose.
And meaning in your own life
yeah.
as you face your own challenges
yeah.
and chase your own dreams.
Awesome.
So much to think about.
A lot to unpack.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Until next time.
See ya.